Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time here. What a tough way for this short road trip to come to an end. These last two games for the Giants are just painful losses, and today was just a weird game, man. Giants two different times had great rallies to either expand the lead or take the lead back, and both times just disaster struck after the Giants had the lead. And ultimately, the Padres pound the Giants into submission. They win 13-7.
It was definitely an interesting game. I'm still processing, trying to figure out what just happened there. But yeah, the Giants had opportunities, and when you get those runs, you want to hold on to them. They got Manaea early. He didn't look like himself. Those are the kind of guys you got to take advantage of. For a second there, you didn't think he was going to go back out after the third inning. But then they come right back and they drop 6 in the third. And so Manaea's feeling all right about himself. And then the Giants again get 3 more in the 6. And you're like, okay, well, they've figured it out. Kapler pulls the right button. Pinch hits Peterson, and he gets the base hit, puts him on top. And you thought everything was going to start going the right way, kind of like it had been going on this road trip. But unfortunately, those third outs proved to be difficult to get the Giants out of innings.
Yeah.
And they – you know, Jacob Junis had that 4-0 lead, but then he walked the ninth place hitter, Nola, to start that third inning with all those big guys coming up. And I'd be interested in your take on that, Javi, because it wasn't like he just gave away a walk. It was a battle, and he kept fouling pitches off. I think it was the 10th pitch that Junis threw him on which he finally got the walk. So.
Yeah, and you got to give Nola some credit there, but I think as a pitcher in those kind of spots, you do know who's coming up. And I'm not saying that you lose focus on that guy, but all of a sudden you fall behind. You're like, oh, boy, this is a guy I need to get out. And you start trying to maybe nibble a little bit more than he should have, you know, maybe challenge him. And just he's got power. He's shown it. Nola can hit a little bit. But at the same time, that's an out you have to have looking back on it. It didn't work out that way for him, but – yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. Sometimes you get caught looking ahead.
And then later on, the two big innings, there were some soft ground balls on which they didn't get outs. And that's been sort of a lament for the Giants. Outs not gotten when pitchers have made great pitches. But also, they couldn't get away with it. I mean, then the Padres got that door open in the sixth inning, and they scored 7 runs after what we thought was going to be the final out of the inning, which you kind of tip your cap to them there. It says, oh, good, we get an extra out. Well, how about this? How about let's go for 7?
7.
Yeah. 7, yeah.
Incredible. When's the last game you could remember? I mean, well, I just can't fathom. The Padres had two different – one stretch where 8 straight guys reach base safely – and then later in the game, 7 straight hitters reach base safely. That's hard to do in one game.
I know I don't have anything in recent memory punch that one up. I mean, it was impressive.
And I promise I'm not piling on here, but Giants starting pitching has been so good. They were bound to have a start where somebody did. And Junis, I do think that walk was a huge play. But the Giants right now in the bullpen just don't have answers. And gosh, that 6th inning was such a disappointment because they did have a great rally to retake the lead. But leads are hard to protect for this team right now, the bullpen. I mean,
you were just thinking, if you're a Giants fan, or maybe a Giants broadcaster, that, wow, they're gonna win this game. Yeah. After all of that, after that six-run rally, they're going to still win. But that's sad to say, not the way it turned out.
Not the way it turned out. All right, we'll take our break. We'll pick players when we come back.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Okay, post-game wrap part two. Just a quick bit of news. We did hear from the Giants clubhouse, Joey Bart, right ankle sprain. So the MRI showed a sprain, but nothing more than that. He was apparently available in a true emergency situation today. And with the off day tomorrow, the Giants are optimistic that maybe he's got a chance to play on Friday. So ultimately, that is pretty good news on Joey Bart.
Yeah.
He's been one of their best players lately, so we'll see.
Well, especially when the road trip that he was having. I mean, yeah. I thought his at-bats were great. He was getting, not just getting hits, but multiple hits in a game and doing a couple two-strike hits. And the defense has always kind of been there for him this year, but yeah, you hope that the ankle is okay, because that was a good bat in that lineup and extends it. Not that Austin Wins didn't have a great day; had a couple hits stuff today. But yeah, I think it'd be a refreshing thing to get him back by Friday.
So that's just one bit of news. I'll go first today, picking our players of the game. There are some good choices for the Giants today. They had lots of guys who had nice performance. I am going to take a pitcher. Alex Young, I thought, did a good job. Now, he gave up the hit to Grisham when he first came in, but the Giants could have turned a double play for him the next hitter that would have saved a run. And after that, Alex pitched well and gave the Giants 2 1/3 innings when they really, really needed it. He threw strikes. So they're looking for somebody to step up. Andrew Bailey said it the other day, we need somebody or bodies to step up. And I thought Alex Young pitched well today, so I'm going with him.
That's a good pick. And just not to drag this out too long, but I've been in those kind of bullpens where usually it's maybe one or two guys that aren't consistently throwing the ball the way they have. But this seems to be – I've been in a pen where almost all of us have done that, and that's hard. It becomes hard on those guys because you end up trying to try a little bit too hard and you don't trust it. And maybe Alex Jones gets another opportunity in a spot. He hadn't pitched in a week, and he looked really, really good. He went 2 1/3. So, besides what you just mentioned, that's – you come in and you throw strikes, you're going to get a job somewhere.
Yeah. So he's my guy.
Good pick.
Dave, very well done.
Thank you. Might be the only pitcher selected today for the Giants, maybe. John, you want to go next?
All right. Well, we already mentioned it, but I'm going with Austin Wins.
Yeah.
So he started that 3-run third-inning rally with a single, and then he got that infield hit in the 6th inning. Not that he hit the ball all that well, but he hustled. He went ahead for his dive into first base. There was a wild throw. And he, later in that inning, scored the go-ahead run, which I had it already penciled in as the game-winning run. So, anyway, Austin Wins. And he caught about, 800 pitches behind the plate as well. So
that would be my number one reason for picking him today.
he may have one of those games he lost 9 or 10 pounds. So
could be.
Austin Wins.
Good pick.
Well, I'll take J.D. Davis, yeah. Low-hanging fruit on this one. I'm going to take that one. Showing power since putting on the Giants uniform and not pull power yet. Center field, right field at Oracle, right field here. It's a dangerous bat if you can get it going. He gets hit in the shoulder, didn't affect him. Next time up, gets a knock. So I'm going with J.D. I just like his at-bats. I like the opportunity that he's going to have here, that he probably wasn't getting in New York, the regular play, and and the Giants need him to kind of just keep going. Yet another right-handed power bat.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's exciting what he's doing.
Really exciting.
In 2019, his first year with the Mets, he hit 307 and hit 22 home runs in, what, 430 at-bats or whatever it was. So we know it's in there. He had injury problems and hand problems earlier this year even. So seems to have it going now, though.
He does. It's been fun to watch. All right, what's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Giants have the off day tomorrow, and then the series starts over the weekend. Javi and his teammates have the big reunion. You get to see a bunch of your old buddies. That's going to be fun. I hope you soak up every minute of it. I think it's going to be a great weekend for you guys.
Yeah, and I hope it's a great moment for the fans as well. You know, because the great thing about winning those World Series is that, one, you win them, but two, we did it all on the road. So it'd be nice to actually spend some time in front of the fans, and besides just the parade, be able to be in front of them in the ballpark that got us there. And so it'll be a great moment for everybody, but I know I'll enjoy it.
It's true. The clinchers were all away from Oracle Park.
Yeah. And the 2012 team, each one of those teams, special memories, great things happened. But that team, I don't think there's ever been a team, not just a Giants team, any team, that faced so many elimination games where they had to win day after day, and they did it every time. They couldn't beat the Reds with three road games, and they did. They couldn't beat the Cardinals three in a row starting in St. Louis, and they did. Pretty special what they did. So great chance to pay tribute to them.
Yeah, and that ceremony, just if you're listening and have tickets already, there are still some tickets available for Saturday. Gates open at 3:35. Ceremony begins at 5. And are we going to do what we did for Will Clark and carry the whole thing? We'll just chop it up and carry some
Our tickets $8?
I don't know about for Saturday. I don't know for sure.
I think that we had one promo that said that that was one of the games you could get those $8.
Check it out until 8 o'clock tonight.
Tell them that Dave and Javi told you. Yeah. Those guys said we could get the $8 ticket. Yeah.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. Highlights with John right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.